Blake and Eva show on Coast 93.1. We had our 20 Outstanding Women reception event last night. Very inspiring, of course.
It was amazing.
Getting them all together. At one point, at the very beginning, we went to start, and I'm going, where is Eva? Where is Eva? By the food.
The dumplings. Oh, yeah. God, they were good.
They were dumplings?
Yes.
I didn't really get any food.
Well, that's why I got the dumplings there.
I'm like, it was like, everyone, please take your seats. We're going to get started in just a few minutes. The way it worked was at the landing at Pine Point, which is a beautiful space, and they do a great job for us. And we've got everyone kind of milling around and wine and beer and everything and looking at their bios, and the women are wearing their sashes, you know, our 20 Outstanding Women. And we should have the video. I'm not sure if the full video from the stream.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's already up. Usually it takes a couple days.
Oh, okay. The shell is there.
Okay. We'll check behind the scenes and see what the deal is. Coast931.com is where it will be eventually, whether it's there or not.
Okay.
We don't know.
Okay.
And you can read all about the 20 Outstanding Women and stuff on there.
Yeah, really cool.
So it starts with the, you know, mingling and everything, and then we're going to go, you know, take your seats, and then we have a small program where a couple people speak. We had Governor Mills, who did a little video for us as the first female governor. It was kind of perfect, you know, this little girl power thing, right? And we have everyone take their seats, and then I'm waiting, you know, we got the stage lights on, we're ready to go, and I'm going, where's Eva? Like, hello? And I thought maybe she's in the bathroom tweaking the dress or something. Nope, she's by the food. Stuffing her face because now people have finally left the food. And I'm like, hi, are you ready to go? It's like, okay.
Yeah, they set all the food that had been circulating on a table. So it was like a free-for-all for me. Because, you know, when it was circulating, you know, chatting, it was a little harder. So when the dumplings and the shrimp and everything went down on that table and there was nobody, everybody
like,
was
mine.
So, mine.
You know what's funny about that? So we talk about that a lot. Eva just has no off switch when it comes to food.
Right.
If any food is in here, she's going to eat it. You know, 14 cookies in a tray that a listener brings, ate all of them in one sitting, you know. So that we talk about that a lot because it's like just something that's, it's just so you, and it's also kind of fascinating, you know, like to just watch that happen. It's like, it's like a sport, you know, and this woman came up to me last night and she said, you know, I don't know if I should tell Eva this. And I said, oh, what is it then? You know, because I was like, this could be good. Right. And she says, I assumed Eva was quite a bit heavier than she is. She looks great. And I was like, well, yeah, what did you expect? And she goes, well, I don't know. I mean, she eats so much food. I said, yeah, but it's more that she just has these little binge moments, you know?
Right.
And she goes, no, but she looks great. She's always talking about how she's concerned about how she looks, and she eats a ton. So I kind of expected her to be bigger. And I was like, oh, no.
Yes.
See, and you could do the same thing with age. You could say, you know, we could say that you're, you know, 72 or something.
Let's say that.
You know, and then people will see you and go, oh my God, she looks so young.
I know, but it's like she looks young for 72.
That's true, I guess. So just leave the age vague.
Let's keep going back. 36 is the best year.
Yeah, but no, right. But that just is, no one's buying that, honey.
Look at your face.
Like, I mean, like, look, someone's got to tell you. No one's thinking you're 36.
But nobody has the audacity to say so except for you now. And it took you 6 years of me being 36.
Right. And that's only because math has finally gotten the best of me.
Or your lying face.
Yeah.
Happy 36 to me.
Yeah. Yep. And I'm your 7-foot-tall coworker.
Oh,
that was actually the same woman who said, wow, Eva looks great. You know, I assumed she was going to be bigger because you always talk about how she eats so much. And she was like, no, Eva looks great. And I said, yeah, well, yeah, of course she does. And then she said, and by the way, you're not short. I said, thank you. And then I started to think, what do people think we look like? Imagine based on, I mean, you always call me short, which I'm not. I'm just average. I mean, I'm not tall, but I'm average height. And then people, you know, between the food and about you being concerned about the way that you look and all that, people probably think you're bigger.
Yeah.
And I was like, God, people look at us and think that we're like...
The number 10.
The number 10?
Yeah. U and then on the O.
Yeah. with a teeny little one, though. With like a subscript one. Oh. 10 point font one and a 14 point font zero.
Right. Yeah.
We're not. We're just normal. But a great event, and congratulations to all the ladies.
Yes.
And we will get everything up. If it's not up already, it will be up soon, since this was a private event.
Yeah.
The stream was recorded. That it should be up soon at coast931.com. It's the Blake and Eva Show at 5:14 now. Good morning. Todd's back. Had a nice 3 days of rest.
Right. He better be perky.
And we're going to play a fun game. It's called Sex, Junk Food, or Wi-Fi.
Oh, okay. I have a feeling where
and
I'm
it's
going.
Not which one do we have most of.
Oh.
Don't worry.
Okay.
That's next.
Blake and Eva in the morning.